Blog Talk Radio.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Even ashamed, my tears feel like rain. When you said we'll part, ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh well, goodbye. Although I'll cry.
Can you hear me now? Yeah, you can hear me now. Nobody was here to call me. So, you know, I figured it out. My mic's not working again today. Blog Talk is just so screwed up. You just need some other way to do it. But, hey, you know what? I pay for this till November. I'll be here till November, unless I move. I don't know what's going to happen then, but, you know, hey, it is what it is, and we'll just take it day by day and have a good time and hope that what we're praying for happens. There we go. It's got to. It will. It will. You know, God knows, and we've asked. It'll happen. All right. How about Joe Cocker with No Sunshine?
No sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always got to love anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
I'm
sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
All right. Maybe I'll play that, my version, later. And I thought I put a song in here. I can't. Oh, yeah. Big surprise. Okay, never mind. We just won't worry about that one. I'll see if I can. Apache, quit digging to China, honey. You ain't going to get nowhere. Stop. Good grief. Poor dog. He's got to be just so frustrated, you know? Okay, here is Cold Blood, All My Honey.
I can see you coming, and it won't be long. My heart is running, and my love is gone. But it's right, it's all right. When you wake up, it won't be love.
You can take all of my honey. You can take all of my honey. You can take all of my honey.
Thank you.
And you know that little gal with the big voice, about 5 foot one, maybe 95 pounds. She's just a little thing. And she just wails on that. My, oh, I love listening to her sing. I had a whole album. I should have told my brother-in-law to give me those records. Totally spaced that off. I am so regretting that. Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Anyway, hey. Hi, Sue. How you doing, honey?
Well, I'm pretty good. You doing all right?
Oh.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Something good happened, something bad happened.
Somebody, not bad, just irritating and frustrating. And Apache, quit digging at the carpet, please. Somebody sent me an email saying, we have your order for Bitcoin of $789. If there's a problem with this, call us at this number.
Oh,
well,
God.
I knew that was a scam because I haven't used PayPal for over a year. And they don't have any way to spend my money in PayPal, you know. So
yeah.
I thought, okay, I'm going to have some fun with this one. So I called them. And I said, pardon my French here, guys, but I said, what the hell do you think you're doing?
Oh.
How did this order, supposed order, get paid for? And they said, what was your debit card? And I said, wrong, bad idea. I don't have a debit card online. Anywhere. If you found a debit card, it's over a year old and not any good anymore. I got new debit cards less than a month ago. You guys are sitting in the wind. Whatever you're doing, it ain't working. I've had this pulled on me 2 weeks ago, and you ain't doing. Well, if you'll just give me your device information, we can connect with people. I said, honey, you ain't getting no information from me, no way. How do you think I got took for $600 2 weeks ago? This is not happening. You're not getting any information from me in any way, shape, or form. If you can connect me with PayPal, you do it right now. If you can't, then you can't, and you're just spitting in the wind. So go away. He goes, well, you're just going to be a bitch about it. I'm closing this line. I said, good. Hey, how about that? Because I'm calling the FBI.
Oh, God.
I did report him. Actually, I did report him. I did. $789 is grand theft. And it's a cyber fraud. You know, both are against the law, federal law. I reported their bunnies. So, but it's just like, it felt so good to just say, you know, you guys are just being stupid. I'm not this naive anymore. I have learned the hard way, but I have learned, and you cannot pull this stuff on me. But if you don't give us the information, we can't get it. There is nothing to correct. You are scamming it out, trying to get money out of me, and you are not getting any of my information. So just take a long walk off a short pier, dude, because that's all you got right now.
Yeah.
And so I said, well, all you're doing is being bitchy, so I'm closing this line. I said, good. And he hung up on me.
Well.
Oh, that made my day, honey. That made my day. I felt so good.
Oh, gosh.
But that did not stop me from calling my bank at 10 o'clock this morning and making sure that no charges went through and that they could not charge on a previous debit card. She said, no, you've got new debit. I said, oh, yeah, I just got my new debit card last week. I just ordered it two weeks ago. And my other debit card I have never, ever used for anything, even at a store. So they cannot possibly in any way, shape, or form have my numbers. So then don't worry about it, because once a debit card is closed, we don't let anything be charged against it. So you're all right. It's frozen. It's done. It's over. They can't get it.
Right.
So,
it
felt good to yell at him, though, and I did. I let go with both barrels.
Well, good.
That was funny. And I'm finding out that all of those emails that had the AOL emails in the body of it and the Yahoo emails in the body of it, I reported all those, and I talked to AOL and Yahoo, and they could not find those emails. They were not existing.
Really? Wow.
So they were trying to pull a fast one on me there, because if I had tried to use those emails in any way, shape, or form, they would have had me, and I did not. I didn't use their phone numbers. I didn't use their emails. I called Yahoo. I called AOL, and I called whatever merchant they were saying I bought stuff from.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. And they think they can get me with, well, they used your credit card. Well, hey, guess what? I don't have any credit cards. They can't use my credit card. There aren't any in existence.
Oh, gosh.
It kind of stops them cold. Now I'm in the fun stage of being scammed out, you know, because they just don't have a clue that some people have caught on to them. And I think it's hilarious. They just think they're so smart, and they really aren't. Apache, quit. If you get put a hole in this carpet, baby, it's not going to be a good thing. Mama will be upset. I won't do anything, but I'll be upset. Now, just don't do that anymore. It doesn't fluff. It just doesn't fluff. He's trying to get it fluffed up so he can lay on it, and the carpet doesn't fluff. It just doesn't. He leaves marks in it, and he's starting to tear out fibers a little bit. So I got to stop him from doing that. He's smart.
Yeah.
He'll learn very quickly. I won't have to lay a finger on him. It'll just be voice, and he'll learn. So it'll be fine.
Well.
All right. Now that I've had told you my good story for the day, how are you doing?
Well, I'm okay. I'm just people coming and going and coming and going. And, you know, you can't sleep. You can't relax. You can't, you know, do what you kind of want to do because you've got people coming and going all the time. You know.
Coming and going and coming and always she's tuning.
Oh, yeah. So it's kind of wearing on me.
That was a line out of Blazing Saddles, and it always makes me laugh.
Yeah, right. But anyway, I am getting some rest, and I'm getting plenty of exercise, so got that taken care of. And what's the main thing?
Good. Is your leg feeling better?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Oh, yeah. Good. Are they getting the pneumonia cleared up for you, too?
Well, it ended up I don't have pneumonia.
No, oh, thank God.
Just, no, it wasn't
thank
that
you,
at all.
Okay.
It's just more of a bronchitis thing or allergy stuff.
Okay.
So
bronchitis and post-nasal drip and all that fun junk. Yeah. Well, good. That's good news, honey. That's good news. The other stuff can be taken care of. Pneumonia is life-threatening. So I'm glad to hear that. All right, let's play some more music because I feel better having gotten to yell at somebody this morning.
Okay.
So now I'm going through my computer and clearing out all my history and all my 29,000 emails and all that stuff.
Oh.
So I've got to figure out how to clear my cloud of the stuff I don't want on it, but I'll get there. Okay, anyway. Let's go with the Rolling Stones, The Last Time.
What you know it should be.
Oh, right. The Rolling Stones aren't too bad if you don't have to watch them.
Yeah.
I never could quite handle watching Mick Jagger. You know, it's just... Now, Steven Tyler I can watch. He's good.
Yeah.
But I can't handle Mick Jagger. I just, you know, it's like, no, I don't think so. Oh, my God. And Steven Tyler has, you know, he's that real slender build. He has the big mouth just like Mick Jagger. He has the tongue just like Mick Jagger. But he's a little classier than Mick Jagger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's a rock and roller.
Yeah, a little
don't
bit, yeah.
Don't get me wrong. But he seems to, he has a little more control over it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Steven Tyler,
right.
I could deal with. And you know what? He's been with the same girlfriend. And they've been living together. They're not married, but they've been living for 18 years. Hey, you know,
wow.
For rock and roller, that says something. And another little tidbit, Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
His name's actually Vincent Cooper.
Vincent Cooper.
He and his wife have been married for 47 years. They recently had an anniversary. Now, that is some kind of a magic feat.
It is. That's damn a half century. Wow.
I think it's fantastic. I think it's absolutely fantastic. And you wouldn't expect it from a heavy rocker like him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he has started letting everybody know on stage that his name's Vincent. He still goes by Alice Cooper, but he also says, yours truly, Vincent, you know, that kind of thing. So I think that's kind of cool. It took him a while. I mean, he's in his 70s, so it took him a while, but hey, he's doing it. I think that's good. All right. Cheap Trick, Want You to Want Me.
And this next song is called I Want You to Want Me.
Thank you.
went bye-bye somewhere. I don't know. They probably wanted to make her take a pill or something. That's all right. That's all right. She'll come back if she can. At least she's feeling better. I'm so happy about that. That's good. She has been hurting for so long, and I'm glad it's finally getting a little bit better. She finally found somebody that knew how to do it. That's great. Never, just because they are physical therapists or just because they're doctors, that doesn't mean they know everything. And that doesn't mean that they're not going to make mistakes. Okay? So it's all right. It's all right. She's getting better. That's the important thing. So it's okay. It's okay. All right, guys. We are. Hey, Shauna's here. Good deal. All right. But she's got other things going on, too. Don't we all? Anyway, here is the Kinks. You really got me. From 1964. You really got me. Rock and roll, you can't find anything wrong with that. That's 60s rock. I mean, pure 60s rock, right down the line, straight up. That's how she rolls. Like Scotch on the Rocks, which I hate, but you know, hey. Okay, You Make Me Feel Like Dancing, 1976, Leo Sayers.
Like a dog.
you make me feel like dancing, baby. You know, here's one of these that always makes me think of when you're with that special person, that one person in the world that's right for you. You go up to him and you put your hand on his face, just gently stroke down and reach up and give him a very soft, beautiful kiss and a whisper against his lips. Baby, you ain't seen nothing yet. That was from like 1968, 1969, Bachman Turner Overdrive, BTO. I like that. It's a fun song. It's a fun song. It really is. All right, here is a love song by Coldplay called Yellow. Thank you. Until about 3 weeks ago, I think it was. But I think it's beautiful. Anyway, here is, I don't know if you guys remember a band called Little Big Town. They were mostly on the country stations, but we all know that country isn't really country anymore. It's like an everything kind of a genre. Well, here is Little Big Town doing Wine, Beer, Whiskey.
A little bit of red, a lot of bit of crown. matter what it is, I'm gonna drink it down, down, down. The wine, the beer, the whiskey, I'm only thing that fixes me. I'm not saying it's a problem, I can stop it if I wanna, but the wine, the beer, the whiskey, they always get me. My friend named Jen, she's got the brim. I'm talking Brandy, Sherry, and their brother Jim. My friend, the captain, we call him Morgan. He likes to anchor down and hang over till morning. A little bit of red, a lot of bit of white. Don't matter what it is, it's gonna make it all right. The wine, the beer, the whiskey.
Kind of makes it fun, doesn't it? The wine, the beer, the whiskey. Hey, they left out tequila. Oh, well, I don't like that song anymore. They left out tequila. Goodness sakes, what's wrong? And rum. My two favorite. What's wrong with them? Oh, my goodness. All right. Here is Jerry Lee Lewis. Just because we need some Jerry Lee right now. A whole lot of shaking going on.
Your inspiration, man. Well, you ever notice how many songs in the 50s started with well?
All of them.
There's bound to have been another word, but that's the cleanest one we could use.
It's actually a cover, guys.
I said, come on over, baby, there's a whole lot of shaking going on. Thank you.
just a good song no matter what. We like it. All right, here is, well, this is labeled as the funny version of Poke Salad Annie.
Now that my old friend goes out and wood and figures, it looks something like that. Everybody calls it poke salad. And it's poke salad. Used to know a girl lived down there. She'd go out in the evenings and, what do you know with them lights, fool? Carried home and cooked her for supper. That's about all they had to eat. But they did all right. Let them keep playing. Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators turn queen. Salad Annie, get her, got your granny on. Everybody said it was a shame, y'all, how mama was a-working on the chain gang. A wretched, spiteful, overweight old woman. I said, Turner, you come like your Linden boy. And mama, daddy was something, no count. Play the fat sack. All her brothers were fit for, and watermelons out of my truck. Daddy, you just got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, y'all, cause her mama had lost her brain, y'all. Woo! You poke a little sock salad. You poke a little sock salad. You pick a little poke. Pick a little poke salad. Yeah. Low, 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 low. Daddy was lazy and no count. Plain he had a bad back. All her brothers were good for watermelons out of my blackjack. Poke salad Annie. Daddy got your granny. Ooh. Everybody said it was a shame, cause the daddy didn't have no brain. I don't know. Yeah, talk a little poke salad. What's up, fam? Yo!
To me. You betcha. How about, you guys know The Who, right? The band called The Who? Yeah. Roger Daltrey. But he could sing. He could sing. Just a short, God had to bless him in some way. Oh, Jenny, that was mean. Stop it, girl. Naughty, naughty. Okay. Anyway, this is a song that The Who did back in the 60s. And I'm going to do Hollywood Vampires version of My Generation.
People trying to put us down.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things that juicy off the coast.
Talking about my generation.
If I die before to get old.
dig what we all see.
Talking about my generation.
Not trying to cause a big sensation.
Talking about my generation.
We're just talking about my generation.
You know what? That was just as good as the original by The Who. I might have liked it better. Oh, rock and roll. Okay, Santana. Yeah. Never mind. I'm not going to say it. Black Magic Woman by Santana. Oh yeah, you can kind of, if you appreciate the instrumentation on that, you can kind of get lost. They had two conga players and a drummer and a guitar player and a keyboard player and a bass player, and oh my word, just to be able to watch them do that song was an experience unto itself. Now, I only saw it televised because they did that at Woodstock with a 17-year-old drummer. Man. He's dead now. I don't remember what he died from, but he died quite some years ago, and he died young. Probably a heart attack or drug overdose. I'm not sure. But anyway, to watch them perform that back in the 60s was something else. Wow. I've never seen a band that had two conga players. Oh, and there was somebody playing bongos as well. So that was really cool. All right. Chris Cornell, Nothing Compares to You.
that you planted, mama, in your backyard. Mom died when you went away. And I know living with me, baby, is sometimes hard, but I'm willing to give it another try.
Oh, yeah, that's so sweet. Hey, guys, let's go with Exile. Kiss You All Over.
I've been thinking about you, babe. You're my one desire. Wrap my arms around you, hold you close to me. Oh, babe, I wanna taste your lips. I wanna be your fantasy.
I'm with you, babe. I can't believe it's true. When you land on my arms and you do the things you do, you can see it in my eyes. I can feel it in your touch. You don't have to say a thing. Just let me show how much I love you. I need you. Yeah. I wanna kiss you all over. Kiss you all over till the night closes in, till the night closes in. Stay with me, lay with me, holding me, loving me, baby. Here with me, near with me, feeling you close to me, baby. We'll be right back.
way. You don't eat meat and drive electrical cars. You're so indie rock, almost at heart. You need SPF 45.
All right. I couldn't remember what that was, but it was different. All right. Here we go with Elvis one more time. Here is Elvis's X-rated version of Stranger in My Own Hometown.
I saw the lights on the night that I tried by her window.
What the hell is that song? Like a stranger in my own hometown. I feel like a stranger, like a stranger in my own hometown. All my so-called friends stop being friendly. Keep a good man down. Oh, you can't get down. I came home with good intentions about 5 or 6 years ago. But my hometown won't accept me. Just don't feel welcome here no more. Yeah.
Charlie and Richard don't starve to death. Yeah, Sonny will be in the pen. That's why I'm like a stranger. Like a stranger in my own hometown. I'm like a stranger. Like a stranger in my own hometown. All them cocksuckers stop being friendly. But you can't keep a heart grit down. No, you can't keep it down. I came home with good intentions. About five or six years ago. About 5 or 6 years ago, I forget what you did, but I don't recall. What the shit? My hometown won't accept me. Just don't feel welcome here no more, no more.
That's so much better than the regular version. I like that. This one's a little more down to earth and realistic, you know, how somebody would really feel about that situation. Yeah, it's not all wine and roses. You get some little bit of roughness in there. You betcha. All right, here is a special song. I don't know if this person is listening to my show today or not, but I am sending this song to them, to my heart, and they know who they are. This is Chris Cornell doing Thank You.
If the sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. If mountains crumble to the sea, there would still be you and me. Can woman, I give you my woman, nothing more. Little drops of rain, whispers of the pain, tears and love lost in the days gone by. I love you strong.
nothing else no more be said. Happiness, I am glad. Little drops of rain, whispers of the pain, tears and love lost in the days gone by. Our love is
keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. Go out amongst everybody and share the happiness that this music has put inside of you. Just smile at everybody and make them feel good. All right? I'll see you Thursday for another rock and roll show. Good night, everybody. Make yourselves happy, too.